8 dimensions of the Mentoids, Whimsical Will here on this special all-you-can-eat Dr. Demento show. To commemorate this gastronomic occasion, let's take a moment to remember a few Demented News food stories. A regurgitated review, if you will. Oh! Oh, stop it! McDonald's first restaurant in India, and it's first in the world with no beef on the menu.
Hey, where's the beef?
Just open to a rush of Hindu enthusiasm.
Oh, great Bhagwan, why must we always eat the vegetarian Baba Ganoush?
Citizens are traveling from all around the country to sample vegetable McNuggets.
Go to the max.
And Maharaja Max, made with sheep patties.
Baram you!
Tastes like chicken.
No beef, see, because those of the Hindu faith believe the cow is a sacred symbol of the source of life.
Let us meditate upon this wisdom now.
The Indian real estate mogul Vikram Bakshi formed a partnership with Mickey D's to open the New Delhi restaurant.
He's going
to
make $1 million.
And with a menu like that, it's no wonder they call it New Delhi.
Who needs writers, huh?
Anyway, Bakshi broke a coconut on the threshold of his restaurant and lit incense in a ritual meant to encourage Hindu gods to bless the new venture.
That is not the smell of healthy eating.
Of course, you know that when you order a sheep burger to take out, you don't say to go.
No, I don't.
No, you say, I'll take it on the lamb.
Wow, you're an idiot.
More like, clothed or something.
In other news, Dana LaPorta, running for a seat on the Volusia County, Florida school board, insists she has a bachelor's degree.
Really? Would I kid you?
Even though a local newspaper revealed that she earned it at Hamburger University, a training center for employees of the McDonald's hamburger chain.
No, I want a cheeseburger!
While making it the first degree that needs to be preheated.
Damn hot.
Also offered from Hamburger University is religious certification, where even you could become a certified friar.
Check it out. Mouse burger and French fries.
Extra crispy.
And now, by popular demand, my demented recipe. For starters, take a
Saigo chicken
and
3-foot-high extraterrestrial
and drop in
a double cheeseburger
and throw in some
serpents and spiders, tail of a rat,
a hefty hunk of
head cheese.
For seasoning, add
some pine and some acid
and any leftovers,
crusts of blackburn butter toast, some grizzly bits of beefy roast.
You know, a wise man once said,
if you don't eat your meat, you can't have any pudding! How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
So, for dessert, a surprise!
Could be meat. Could be cake. Meat cake!
And, of course, some
mustard pie!
And maybe even
Judy Garland's red slippers from The Wizard of Oz and Fred Astaire's top hat.
Well, let's see now. Put it all together and
shake it up.
And heat at
98.6.
No, hotter than that.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's hot! Damn hot! Real hot!
Oh, look! It's making its own gravy! Whoa, what was that?
Ah! Stay started. Ha 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 ha.